patient, 14th of June patient, Pamela Bogosi, AGOSY, date of birth 6/5/1966. Pamela Bogosi was seen for evaluation of hypothyroidism and Hashimoto's thyroiditis per paragraph. She had been diagnosed as having hypothyroidism in 2020 and had been placed on thyroid hormone replacement per paragraph. Initially, she had felt exhausted with intermittent hair loss and menopausal symptoms, although these appear to be improving, period. Paragraph. Past medical history relates to endometriosis treated with surgery and what appeared to be a cardiac event during pregnancy. Paragraph. Family history negative for thyroid disorders. Sorry, positive for hypothyroidism in her father. Paragraph. Social history. She volunteers at Singer's Centers. Does not smoke or drink alcohol. Paragraph. Current medication includes Synthroid, 50 micrograms daily, and biotin, comma. She also takes B12 and vitamin D. Paragraph. General review. This other undermarkable trust systems evaluated apart from possible depression in the past for which he took various, for which he took antidepressants at various times. For paragraph, on examination, blood pressure 180 over 66, weight 155 pounds, the BMI is 27, the pulse 17-minute period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged, there were normal lymph nodes and masses passed through the neck, but the heart's normal lungs were clear, appeared. The peripheral examination was grossly intact. For paragraph, I reviewed recent lab test, which includes a TSH 0.75 and free T4 0.8, come both normal, period. Impression hypothyroidism, period. I recommend that you continue the current thyroid replacement and avoid biotin as it may interfere with thyroid hormone levels. Paragraph. Follow a visit in 1 year's time as advised. Paragraph. Next week. Victoria Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, in 6951. Victoria Wright was seen for evaluation of hypothyroidism. Paragraph. Previously, 20 years ago, she had Graves' disease, which is treated with radioiodine, and she's placed on her hormone replacement. Paragraph. She had also on her thyroid while living in Florida, and is currently on 0.075 milligrams. 6 days per week. Paragraph. A test performed about 3 weeks ago revealed the TSH of 0.05 comment. Paragraph. Has history of hypertension, depression. Paragraph. Family history positive for Graves' disease in a niece and other disorders. Paragraph. History. She's a teacher. Is not medication drinks alcohol. Current medication, Zidia, 10 milligrams daily, comes to Celexa, 20 milligrams daily, comes to Synthroid, 0.75 milligrams. General review is remarkable for anxiety and depression, doing well on medication, period. She also has noted paragraph on examination, weight 132 pounds, BMI is 35, 7-minute period. Examination of reveals little like no other evidence of thyroid eye disease period. The thyroglobulin was not enlarged over normal numbers of the masses of the pelvis. The neck of the heart and other muscles were clear. The peripheral examination was grossly intact. Paragraph impression. Graves' disease with post procedural hypothyroidism with TSH suppression. Paragraph. I've asked that she decrease the levothyroxine to 0.075 milligrams, 5 days per week, and return for follow-up in the middle of August for repeat function testing period. Paragraph. Next patient. Sylvia, S-Y-L-V-I-A, Lidal, L-E-I-D-A-A-L, date of birth 9/1/1933. Sylvia Lidal was seen in the office recently for an evaluation. Paragraph. She has a previous diagnosis of hypercalcemia, secondary to primary hyperparathyroidism, and because of COVID, had failed to follow up for further studies, including parathyroid imaging. 2 years ago, per paragraph. More recently, she had a parathyroid scan performed, which was inconclusive, and other investigations include bone densitometry showing osteoporosis, per paragraph. At this time, she feels reasonably well, but has an occasional choking sensation in the recent past. Per paragraph. General review. Systems use unremarkable trust systems evaluated. Paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 104 over 65, common weight 104 pounds, and BMI is 20. Period. The heart cells are normal, the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination is grossly intact. Paragraph impression. Primary hyperparathyroidism, secondary to hyperfunctioning parathyroid adenoma, hypertension, and osteoporosis. Paragraph. The most recent serum calcium is 10.5, which is minimally elevated. Paragraph. At this point, I've recommended observation of her hypercalcemia, but follow up with a primary physician to discuss issues in relation to clonazepam and antihypertensive medication, per paragraph. Follow up visit 1 year, per paragraph. Next patient. Mark Besanti, B-E-S-S-B-E-R-S-A-N-T-I. Mark Besanti, date of birth 4/4/1968. Mark Besanti was seen for evaluation of a thyroid issue, per paragraph. He's been hypothyroid since 2016 and had previous Graves' disease, commonly treated with radioiodine, per paragraph. At this point, he feels well, apart from some decrease in energy, per paragraph. Past medical history, as it was undermarked, paragraph. Family history is significant for hypothyroidism and first degree relatives. Paragraph. Social history, he works as an industrial fabricator and welder, but is retired. Paragraph. Does not smoke, conclusion, drinks alcohol. Paragraph. Current medication, levothyroxine 0.088 milligrams daily. Paragraph. General review is undermarked for trust systems evaluated, apart from issues in relation to weight control. Paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 128 over 72, weight 232 pounds, BMI is 31, period, the pulse 70-minute period. The thyroid was not palpable, there was no neck lymphadenopathy, period, the heart and the lungs were clear, the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Paragraph. Recent thyroid ultrasound shows a normal-sized thyroid gland with no nodules, period. TSH was 2.04, comma. Normal. Paper impression. Hypothyroidism, taking radioiodine therapy for Graves' disease, and obesity paragraph. We discussed some issues in regard to diet and exercise, and have asked him to continue the current dosage of levothyroxine paragraph. Follow visit in 1 year paragraph and dictation.